I wrote a story in Freelance to Freedom about a quote, a line that I heard from the Reverend Billy Graham that completely impacted the way that I look at business, the way that I look at family, and the way I view how I spend my time. When I heard this quote, it forced me to reshape my mindset. And it was a hard one because I'm in the entrepreneurial space with a lot of hard-driving, goal-focused entrepreneurs. And often I compare myself because I feel like I'm not good enough when I do compare myself. And they say comparison is the thief of joy. And it's very true because we're all coming at this from different angles. For instance, many of the people that so many follow in this entrepreneurial world either aren't married or don't have kids. And so many people say, oh, we all have the same 24 hours. And yeah, that's true. But if you have 3 kids and you're devoted to raising those kids well, on top of everything that goes into being a parent and being woken up at 4 o'clock in the morning because their stomach hurts and the million other things that comes with parenting, it's ridiculous to say, oh, we all have the same amount of time, because I was single and I once had no kids either. And now I'm married with kids, and those are completely different lives. So why compare yourself to somebody that can wake up and do literally whatever they want to do with their time when you don't live a life like that? My life went from being completely selfish to partially selfish to trying not to be selfish at all. So it's much less about my goals and my accomplishments than it used to be. So of course I'm going to feel inadequate if I compare myself to those other people. And the quote and the line that I'm talking about that influenced me was when Billy Graham was being interviewed about his life. And he may have been about 90 years old by then, and he had done everything you can imagine in terms of his career. He had talked and headlined events with stadiums up to 80 and 90,000 people. Now, maybe you're going to pull that off online if you get big enough, but to get 90,000 people to hear you speak, there are very few people in this world that are able to do that. So he was asked, as he reflected back on his life and his career, how he could have made a greater difference, a greater impact in this world. And he said this, I could have made a greater impact in this world if I would have spent more time with my children. And Graham was known for his speaking. His wife, Ruth, realized early on that preaching was at the top of his priorities. After they got married in 1943, she got sick, and Graham took her to the hospital and went on with his speaking gig. She knew then that preaching took priority for Graham. As he was awing the crowds, he missed the birth of his first daughter, Virginia. Ruth, his wife, moved in with her parents early on in their marriage because she could sense how this was going. As somebody was looked up to worldwide by huge audiences, their home life was a mess. In so many ways, their kids were not models of great behavior. Ruth had her hands tied with her husband being gone months at a time, and when he would come home, there wouldn't be very much discipline on his part, so she was left to figure it all out on her own. As you study the history of their children and their family, it's quite sad to see what's become of it. Drugs, divorce, dysfunctional relationships. One of his kids stated that Graham had 2 families, his business and their family, and they always felt like a footnote in his life. So as he stood on those stages to those 80, 90,000 strong and people around the world, he was an idol he was looked up to. He was one that they followed his word, and he was an example to emulate. But in real life, that wasn't the case. And as he looked back at the end of his life, there was a reason for that statement, because the family he left behind was nothing like the life that he talked about for others to lead from the stage. So when I heard that line, and our kids were little, I vowed to listen to that advice, even when it came from a man that didn't follow it. How am I going to impact the world? Is it going to be through relentless pursuit of my work? Now that's going to be a part of it, but it's not going to be the main part of it. The greatest impact I can have is by spending more time with our children. So that's what we vowed to do, and that's what we devoted our lives to do while they're young and growing up. And I can tell you, we've missed out on a lot of opportunities financially and business-wise. There's no doubt about it. We could be wealthier, we could have more success, we could have more attention, but every day I get to wake up and I get to go in their bedrooms while they're sleeping and just stare at them and realize it's not going to be like this for very long. I've done that their entire lives. They're still here and they're still young and we still have time together, but it's changing. They're growing and they're different than they were years ago. But as the time is moving on, our oldest just turned 16, I can say that we took that advice and we used it well. Could I have made more of an impact in these years on others? Absolutely. But the impact where it mattered most, in our house, I will never look back and regret the time we put in here. So am I not idolized in the space where I work in? Probably. Am I out hustling all the time to make this venture as successful and big as possible so I could speak to the biggest crowds possible? No, I'm not. But I do know I'm having great positive impact with our work. But most importantly, I just hope I'm having that great positive impact in our family, how I will have a chance to change the world. And I will be back with you tomorrow.